So who's in is the big decision, or who's out maybe is the big decision, depending on your perspective or depending on where you stand in the Republican race or who you support. Let's look at the latest right now. Again, this is a CNN poll of polls. Fox News has their own criteria, but essentially they're going to take the last five credible polls. There are a few other criteria, but the main one is the last five credible polls. The top 10 make the primetime debate. As of this morning, there's a brand new CBS poll we factored into this. As of this morning, it's Trump, Bush, Walker, Carson, Cruz, Huckabee, Paul, Rubio, Kasich, and Christie just missing the cut. Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, Rick Santorum, Jim Gilmore, Trump, two of those candidates, Perry and Santorum, ran last time.
Yeah.
The only woman running in the Republican race doesn't make this debate. If you're in the second tier, you're just hoping to slingshot out later. But who has the most to lose? Never mind who has the most to win. Who has the most to lose in the top tier?
I think Trump has the most to lose in some ways because he's going to be center stage, and you've got to figure out what he's going to do. Is he going to go after people? Are people going to go after him? I think people are looking to see if he's a serious candidate. So he's got to figure out how he approaches that, how he can maintain this momentum that he has, and that's been such a surprise to everybody.
You know what gets me about this field is how deep it is. In addition to what you said,
right,
there's four ex-governors in it. And what surprises me is how deep this field is, and really some big-time names,
right,
how small they're all acting.
How small they're all acting, because it is. If you look from experience, Democrats are out there saying, I don't like any of them.
Right.
Some Republicans are saying, I don't like this guy. If you look from it, this is a very impressive field.
Mm-hmm.
You look at eight or nine governors, sitting or former governors, a handful,
yep,
of senators, a business executive,
yeah,
one of the world's top neurosurgeons. This is an interesting group of people.
And one of those former governors has accused the President of the United States of marching Jews towards the ovens. I mean, it's ridiculous some of the things they're doing, and they're really demeaning the whole process and their party, I believe.
But I would say Scott Walker has, I think, in some ways, has the most to lose. I get your point about Trump, but for Trump, I think it's, is he a performer or is he a president? I think number one, can he get that? But if he holds, he's fine.
Yeah.
If he grows, the Republican Party has a problem. Then the establishment's going to think, do we spend money against this guy if he actually starts to grow? But if you're Walker and you are the candidate of the summer, leading in Iowa, coming out of New Hampshire, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, the establishment, if Trump starts to rise, say, okay, we're going to pick one horse. That horse would be Jeb Bush.
Because at least he's the known to the establishment.
Yeah.
Is that your point? Walker would be kind of a fly.